Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Second Date Update made hot to you by Dunkin'. Dunkin' Go-To is a great deal for $2, $4, or $5. Two egg and cheese wraps, $2. Two bagels with cream cheese, $4. And two bacon, egg, and cheese croissants, $5. America runs on Dunkin'. Limited time offer.
Jimmy.
What's going on?
What's happening, man? Talk to us.
All right, here's the problem. I met this wonderful girl named Sharon, right? Beautiful, man, smart, everything I thought I wanted. And we went out to a wonderful dinner. We had a great time. We had great conversation. Everything went amazing. But the problem is, after our date, I can't get her back on the phone. She won't answer my text, anything.
Okay. So let's talk about this date that went amazing.
Okay. Well, I took her to a really nice restaurant. I'm talking about a nice place. It's kind of place where after the meal, there's no doggy bag, okay? It's not tacky like that.
Yes.
I mean, even the waiters have on suits. So I don't know. Maybe she got, you know, a little maybe intimidated by how much, you know, money I spend and, you know, I look good and whatnot. So maybe that's it. I just don't know what went wrong.
Okay. So I just want to get this straight. She's not calling you back because the date was so amazing and you look so good that she was intimidated?
Well, I dress nice. I like expensive things. And I took her to a really nice place. Maybe she was a little intimidated. That's all I'm saying. I just can't figure it out. So you tell me. I just don't know what other reason it could be.
I'm just trying to help you, man. Just trying to help you. But you know what?
Okay. We know.
Here we go. The date was too perfect. That's his guess. We'll try and call her next. Hang on. Second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right. So we just spoke to Jimmy, in case you're just joining us. And he had a great date with this girl, Sharon. Except she's not calling him back now for another date.
Mm-hmm.
So Jimmy thinks the reason that she's not calling him back,
uh-huh.
I just want to recap. And I asked him multiple times, Pebbles, you heard me.
Yes, I did.
He thinks it's because the restaurant was so nice, mm-hmm. the dinner was so delicious,
mm-hmm.
and Jimmy was such a gentleman.
She might have been a little intimidated.
Yeah, she might have been a little intimidated because the date was so good. So she got what everybody wants on a first date. I guess it's true. It's like, you know, it's like, be careful what you wish for. You might get it.
Yeah.
You want an amazing, expensive date with a handsome guy with an amazing personality. And she got that. And she was like, this is too good.
Too much. It's too much.
Can't handle it. All right, here we go. Okay, stay quiet. We're going to call her next.
Hello?
Hi. Can we speak to Sharon, please?
This is Sharon. Who's this?
Perfect. Please, Sharon, do not hang up. My name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And if you give us 2 minutes, I can explain. It's nothing bad. Trust me. It's all good while we're calling you. Can you just give us 2 minutes to explain?
You're calling from a radio station?
Yes. And I can tell you how we got your number. I can tell you why we're calling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, please do. How did you get my number?
Okay, so we got it from a guy. He gave us your number because he would love to take you out on a nice date. So what we're doing, we're calling you to offer you a date wherever you would like to go, okay? You pick the place, you pick whenever you're free to go, all that stuff. And basically, we'll pay for the whole thing. We'll reserve the place, the time.
Who is this guy?
Who's the guy? Okay, well, I'm going to tell you who the guy is too because you know him, okay? His name is Jimmy.
Jimmy? Oh, no. I'm good.
Well, okay. No. Wait. Okay, I'm not going to force you to take the date, but just for closure, for Jimmy's sake, so we can have something to get back at him and tell him, why exactly? Because he thought that your date went amazing. He said that perhaps you wouldn't want to see him again because you almost felt a little intimidated because the first date was so...
Oh, my God. Intimidated?
Can you please...
Thug.
I'm very curious as to why, because he was convinced that you literally were intimidated by how great the date and how much... By all the money he had.
He had no money. He had none. What the... we went to a nice restaurant. It was expensive. Okay, maybe he was trying to impress me. he kept convincing me so confidently that he knew the owner and we weren't going to have to pay for dinner at all. So we leave. Unfortunately, I left my keys there and I had to go back the next day to get my keys. And when I got there, the owner was harassing me and saying, oh, you guys left last night. You didn't pay the bill. I had to pay a $300 bill myself.
Really?
Oh, what? Oh,
you went back in?
Oh, well, hold on a second. Wait, Sharon, Jimmy's on the phone.
You went back in?
Oh, my God.
And he just heard that.
Jimmy.
Come on, Jimmy.
To go back in? What the are you doing?
How was I supposed to know? You walked out on the bill, you sir. Oh, my God.
What an idiot.
Damn, you everything up. We would have got away with it free and clear if you wouldn't have went back in.
Yo, dude, damn, what is your problem?
Wait, Jimmy, I thought you said you had a lot of money and, you know, you classy dude, all that stuff.
First off, a couple of things, all right? Right now, you know, I happen to be in between jobs. If I'm being honest, you know, my application to Lyft is being processed right now. But that's not the point. When you go to these fancy restaurants, first off, okay, nobody's really looking. Nobody's paying attention to you. So I figure we just walk out and no one's going to say anything. They don't really care. They make enough money.
They don't care?
Oh,
no, you would think that man, the expensive restaurants, especially, they care.
Oh, God. Jimmy, you made it seem like you were a baller when we first talked to you.
I am. Dude, I'm the man, okay? But right now, you know, I'm in your job. So I did what I had to do. It would have been perfect if she would have took her ass back in there.
Right. Okay, well, I can guarantee.
Get my keys.
Sharon, it sounds like a misunderstanding.
What?
Please.
Listen, Sharon, I can guarantee for the next date that we will pay, so you don't have to worry about having to get busted or anything. We'll pay for wherever you want to go.
I might have to worry that he's going to steal from me. I'm not going to see this guy ever again. Thank you very much.
Steal from you? I don't want anything from you, girl. I only steal from hotels, grocery stores, restaurants, and I keep a couple things off my tax.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Okay, I want you to think about if there's any job a date could have that would make it that you wouldn't want to date them. All right, now before you answer that for real, you've got to hear tomorrow's Second Date Update on the 10th. That's happening at 8:10 tomorrow right here, Hot 96.9.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.